Choose your catastrophe. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'm envious of you on the East Coast and your big snowstorm. Not that I wish you ill. I grew up in the East. I went through many snowstorms. It's just that now the weather forecasting is so accurate that you guys get a good 2 days notice.
Buckets of snow headed your way.
Yes. What I like to call Snow MG.
And people, we're stocking up.
Thanks to the advance warning, there's time to close everything down and stock up on food. And if you can survive the checkout line at Trader Joe's, you just put on a few sweaters, light some candles, read a book, and you're back to normal in a week. Compare that to what we out here on the West Coast are facing.
The big one, scientists say, is overdue.
There's nothing that compares to a magnitude 9 earthquake.
That's from the CBS Evening News. Right after the report on the coming catastrophic snowstorm back east was a report about the coming catastrophic earth storm in the Northwest.
Similar to what happened in Japan, FEMA estimates a tsunami could hit some areas within 15 minutes.
We get this prediction at least twice a year. But unlike snowstorms, all they tell us is that it will happen. They never say when. There's no map showing the earthquake front 2 days out. And we have to be perpetually prepared because there's no time to line up for food. How long does it take that tsunami to get here again?
Within 15 minutes.
Yeah, so your snowstorm may be miserable, but at least you knew when it was coming. You had time to get to a safe, warm place. Your emergency food is fresh. We get basically no warning. So that by the time our earthquake comes, our emergency food will be 100 years old. With any luck. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.